Thank you, Mr. Chair. My delegation congratulates you on your election as chair of the open-ended working group and commends you for the manner with which you have steered the work of our group so far, and we assure you of our full support. The Philippines associates itself with a statement delivered by Cambodia on behalf of the ASEAN nations and wishes to share its national views on issues pertinent to the work of our group. Mr. Chair, the Philippines views access to and peaceful uses of outer space as an integral component of our national security and development agenda. Our national space legislation mandates the government to focus on space applications that can preserve and enhance the country's national security and promote development that is beneficial to all Filipinos. In recent years, we have expanded our modest presence in outer space as an expression of our resolve to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals. Our vision for this expansion is crucially tied to our efforts to address key challenges to our long-term social and economic resilience, including how to mitigate the effects of climate change, which is an existential issue for our country as it is with many other states. This explains the high importance that the Philippines attaches to this collective exercise, seeking to reduce space threats through norms, rules, and principles of responsible behavior. Mr. Chair, we very much welcome the inclusive approach of the open-ended working group. Discussions on norms, rules, and principles should not be exclusive to states with major seafaring capabilities or to regional organizations with advanced normative governance frameworks on outer space. As noted by Ambassador Patriota this morning, the world has evolved from the 60s era of the 20th century that gave rise to the existing legal instruments on space. Because of the diffusion of space-based technologies and their use in our modern societies, the inclusive approach duly considers the interests, experiences, and perspectives, as well of commercial actors, civil society, and scholars with respect to the mandate of our group. We hope that the inclusive conversations in the group will help us ask the right questions, build confidence, and shape convergences and sharpen them, and affirm the power of multilateralism, especially in this time of tension, and also help us in future-proofing the international security order. We are guided by the following positions, Mr. Chair. First, outer space is not only a global common, it also forms part of the common heritage of mankind. Seafaring nations are therefore stewards for future generations. Second, all nations have the right to peaceful uses of outer space. This right must be exercised with due regard to the rights and interests of others and to the preservation of outer space for future generations. Third, preserving outer space also requires that we keep it free from weapons, work on a legally binding instrument on the prevention of arms race in outer space must continue. Fourth, international law, including the UN Charter and international humanitarian law, apply fully in outer space. Mr. Chair, the ASEAN statement had already underlined that the first session of our group has already kicked off the process of fleshing out our understandings of principles of international space law as set out in the 1967 Outer Space Treaty. And this includes the equality among all states, seafaring or otherwise, the non-appropriation of outer space, the applicability of international law in outer space, no placement of weapons of mass destruction, state responsibility and liability, the state of registry, the duty of due regard, and international cooperation. We appreciate the diligence that you and the UNODA have applied to ensure that the panel discussions for this session set us off well on this path with thoughtful presentations touching upon these base points. Mr. Chair, the Philippines wishes to contribute to these discussions with a working paper on the duty of due regard that we submitted a few hours earlier. Exchanging our views and clarifying our understandings of these principles already constitute a crucial confidence-building measure that help create the appropriate environment to advance our work in promoting a peaceful, stable, and safe outer space. We hope that delegations will engage constructively in this regard. Finally, we appreciate the contribution of experts from international organizations, industry, and the academe in our work. We believe that their inputs will enrich our discussions and help us proceed with a more grounded appreciation of the issues and challenges on related to the state of play in our space, and also to remind us of the high demands placed by our publics on our fulfillment of our mandate. Mr. Chair, we're very happy to see you chair this process. We have full faith in your leadership, and we assure you of our support.